You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
We haven't exactly been honest with you about your mother's condition. She isn't getting stitches on her pinky finger because a baby rabbit thought it was a tiny carrot. She has ass cancer, and she's probably got about 45 seconds to live. Come on, Peter. Oh, no, there she goes.
Situation where I can't smoke, and that's what this has given me. I can smoke anytime, anywhere, forever.
Travis, were you here the show when Napier blamed me for him smoking? He said that I was the one that made him start smoking.
I don't recall, but I could absolutely see that being the possibility.
I think it was one of those things that at the time I didn't realize what a shitty thing it was to say, but like when I listened back to it, I was like, that motherfucker.
If it makes you feel better, I don't even remember saying it.
You said that that when we were filming Detective Napier crime stories,
yeah,
I insinuated that Detective Napier should smoke.
You said that specifically, not insinuated.
And then you started smoking for your character.
Yeah.
And then started really smoking.
Okay.
And so you said that I was the one that made you start smoking.
It's not a criticism, it's just a series of things that happened. I wasn't blaming you.
You were blaming me. You were absolutely blaming me.
I didn't blame nobody. I said
you were exactly blaming me.
I just look, I had some cards in my hand, I just told you what they were. Didn't blame you for dealing them to me.
I mean, you're a grown man. You make your own choices.
Exactly.
You know what you should have said? You know, I don't feel the character of Detective Napier should smoke.
I probably could.
Who knows the character of Detective Napier better than you, Napier?
Not
you. Live the spirit. You embody all that is Detective Napier.
No, you told me what Detective Napier was and put a hat on me.
Travis,
mm-hmm.
you're on my side on this, right?
I wouldn't say I'm picking a side.
See, it's just these are things that happened. Ain't nobody blaming nobody.
I don't see any finger pointing going on. It just sounds like Napier's stating facts.
See, that sounds like Travis is taking your side.
No,
there's no side to take.
No, he didn't smoke before. And then you said, hey, I think you should smoke for this movie we're doing. So then he did. And then he continued to smoke.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you get a popular actor and you say, hey, your character really needs to do heroin. Like,
but he doesn't do real heroin.
How's he going to know what it's like then?
Oh, if he's dedicated to his craft, he does.
Yeah.
He does some real heroin?
Oh, yeah. You got to know what it's like.
Yeah, like Melissa McCarthy when she was going to be Barbie. I bet she went on a diet. Because that's what Barbie does. Does it?
Melissa McCarthy wasn't Barbie.
Oh, what's her name? Amy Schumer
was going to be.
Oh, I'd much rather see a Melissa McCarthy Barbie than an Amy Schumer Barbie, actually.
Yeah, me too. Shit.
You know, Napier, we were invited to an advanced screening of the new Amy Schumer movie, Snatched.
Why?
Because
is that a sequel to that Guy Ritchie movie, Snatch?
Big Shots. We got a podcast.
Killer.
Big Shots.
Did anybody actually take that in the WFA?
Yes, Joe took it in the fourth round. So we will not be working towards Joe's box office results.
Oh, you mean that guy that hated Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
What the fuck was up with that?
We've been in an argument with Joe on my Facebook page for like 3 days because Joe, what did he say that it was pandering, Travis?
Pandering. Yep, he said it's pandering and it was too funny and there was too much cool action and everybody was too likable. The effects were too good. And he said that the movie
was lame because like there was characters in the last movie that people liked.
Yeah.
And they expanded the roles of those characters.
It sounds like a sequel.
Right. There's a team of like six people.
Yeah.
And in the last one, it was kind of heavy on one character and, you know, the rest of them were just kind of there.
Like fish out of water story.
Like was a little bit heavier on the other characters.
You know, that you came to grow in love throughout the movie.
Right, right, right. So that's pandering.
Mike, you know what you need to do? I need you to make a commercial for Raging Rivers Water Park and use every descriptor that he did about this movie about the water park. Like the fucking water slide is pandering to people who can't really swim.
Raging Rivers Water Park. Remember that slide we had last year that you really like? Now we got two of them.
And now the line's even shorter.
The line's shorter.
So fuck you.
We are trying to pander to you and give you what you want. I know you like that water slide, though, and I figured what better way to make you happy than to give you two water slides.
Do you remember when you liked Raging Rivers Water Park last year, but you didn't like the prices? Well, guess what? We slashed them in half.
Oh, my God. I got to get on Yelp right now. One star.
Can you believe they're trying to get us to come to this water park?
Cheaper prices, shorter lines, more water slides. I can't even.
What are they trying to do, Travis? What are they trying to do to us? Guys, in case you don't know, Napier, you did not go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I haven't seen it.
Me and Travis both saw it and thought it was great. It was a great movie. You should go see it. Stop listening to this and go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It's really good.
Yeah, you can consider this later. There's probably an 8 o'clock showing where you are. Go there.
It's a lot of fun. It's just like the whole thing from start to finish is just fun. But
I had tears in my eyes through a good chunk of it because of jokes and like callback jokes and just like nonstop cuteness from the character that you want to be cute and tears in my eyes from
You wanted that character to be cute?
Oh. You know, like in the previews where you're like, "Holy shit, I'm going to see that movie because look how cute that character is." Yeah, he's that cute through the whole damn movie.
Who needs like to be that cute
inside?
Can you imagine being that dead inside, Travis? That you go into something wanting to hate it. And you just go into something thinking, oh, God, I bet they're going to give me everything I want.
The only thing saltier than that dude's attitude was the popcorn at the fucking movie theater.
The movie quickly erased my bad attitude because I took my entire family to like a matinee. I typically don't take my entire family to a movie on opening weekend because if it's opening weekend and it's busy, I can get my fat ass in a seat, no problem. But to like usher in four people who are always late for everything into a movie on opening weekend's a pain in the ass. Not only that, we got up to get our beverages and my kids got their little kids pack And I'm watching this in slow motion. And as soon as I hand the kids pack to the kids, you know, it's got the popcorn and the fruit snack and the drink. I always say to the kids, one's 8, one's 5, hold on to this with 2 hands. When the drink gets into it, it's going to get a little heavier. So you have to adjust for that extra weight. Okay. All right. So my boy, my daughter's fine. The boy is sitting there waiting for his mom to fill up his pink lemonade and put it in his tray. Pink lemonade. He drinks pink lemonade.
No.
She drinks beer. He likes lemonade. They don't have regular lemonade. He doesn't like soda. He doesn't like it. It's too spicy for him. Anyway, he's sitting there waiting for his mom to put the drink in the tray. He's not paying attention, as he's apt to do. And I watch it in slow motion, just lean forward, and the whole goddamn kid's tray goes on the floor in front of like 10 people trying to get drinks. So I'm already pissed off, not happy. We're running behind. I see people going into the theater that Guardians plays in 5 goddamn minutes. And I'm like, there's no fucking way we're going to get a seat. I'm going to have to sit right up front, break my goddamn neck trying to see it. I'm going to be pissed through the whole thing. No, we get in there. We get our seats. The movie starts. It's immediately awesome. I laugh. I have a good time. I have a love for my child who I was 2 seconds ago pissed off.
Did he get another pink lemonade? Did they refill his pink lemonade for him?
Pink lemonade was fine. It was the popcorn that spilled all over the floor. And I don't, not some of the popcorn, his whole goddamn tray full of popcorn. He filled it with our endless bucket and carried on.
Endless bucket.
You get free refills on the buckets.
So I think me and Napier are going to have a movie night tomorrow, Travis.
I'm excited to hear what you guys think of this flick because it kind of
That was the idea fun. That I got is that me and Napier are going to have a movie night. We're going to bond.
Did you tell him that it's a free tickets just because you want to hang out with him and you are actually buying tickets in advance?
No. The movie isn't out yet.
Just like that.
You got an advanced screening, Travis.
You took that hockey game and you said it was complimentary tickets just because you wanted to hang out with him.
I wanted some bonding time with my pal. Yeah, yeah. The last 3 times that I have gone to see a movie with Napier, I've showed up to the movie and he's texted me 10 minutes after the movie has started telling me that he's not going to be there in time and then just doesn't come.
Didn't he do that with X-Men, not Apocalypse?
I think he's done it with the last 3 X-Men movies, Travis. It's like a every 2 years date we have. X-Men movie by myself.
I recall the Days of Future Past that he was supposed to meet you to see Days of Future Past. And he's like, I'm not going to.
But see, this is the kicker. On this one, I told Napier I was going to come pick him up. So I don't know what his excuse is going to be this time.
Shitting.
He's going to hide down in the basement. And say, oh, I'm not home.
That podcast bench, he's going to sit on that with the lights off.
The podcast bench. So what's new with you, Travis? You had a last week off.
I did. I didn't feel great. I had left from work. I think I stayed from work and then went to do the swimming and went to do the taekwondo. But it was fairly miserable. I got like a gross head cold over the weekend. Felt it coming on Friday night, knew I was going to wake up Saturday with it and kick into full force on Sunday. Started tapering off about Wednesday. So
started feeling a little bit less sicky guy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think I'm pretty excited about it because the last couple of times I got a head cold, it stuck around in one way, shape or form for like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks where there was always, and that's pretty, it's gone.
Napier was sick last week too, because he sprayed too much ant spray.
Yeah, we found ants.
Huffing the ant spray?
Yeah.
He's huffing ant spray. Got a little sicky guy.
May have accidentally sprayed it on some food that I ate, too.
Whoops.
Yeah. Was there ants on it?
No, I just got a little rambunctious with the spray.
You saw an ant and you just went wild?
Well, there was like 4 ants.
You saw 4 ants?
Yeah, they were in a line, so I assume that there might have been more.
You got overexcited about 4 ants?
Well, that's what I could see. There's more ants than 4.
There's always more than the 4 ants.
Yeah. It's like 1 cockroach.
I mean, you saw 4 ants in one
line.
Time.
In a line. They were marching. They were exploring. I had to make sure that their entire party was wiped out.
You said, fuck it. This whole house is quarantined. I saw Travis is doing the ants. He's go marching.
Keep going.
Well, no, I had to spray that corner of the house like there was like a good, you know, 20 feet.
I mean, sometimes bugs just get in your house.
Yeah, I know, but there was a crack by my window, and that's where they got in at.
Four.
Yeah, and one ant is one thing, but if you see four in a line, you need to take care of that quick, because soon you see 30 ants in a line, and then they're all over the goddamn place.
No, I'd say once you see 30 ants in a line, you say, oh, fuck, I have an ant problem.
I gotta move out.
You see four ants, I think you just say, oh, some ants got in.
No, but they were in a line. They were marching. I had to kill them.
So they were organized ants.
Yeah, they were hunting food.
They were plotting against Napier.
Yeah. They're plotting, foiling the plans.
So you see scattered ants. That's not a big deal.
You see one ant, see two ants, relatively close.
So
see
you see
four
three
ants.
Or more ants.
Yeah, three or more ants.
That's when
problem.
There's trouble.
Yeah. That's when you douse one third of your house in bug spray and half your food. Just to be sure.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, that's how you keep ants away.
You make yourself sick is what you do.
Well, eventually, through all the bug spray.
You know, I saw a thing that said that they're making synthetic booger toothpaste.
Why?
They found out, Napier, that eating your boogers, it's good for you.
Well, the way that my sinuses
drain. There's good bacteria that you ingest, and it helps fight stuff like HIV.
HIV is fought by boogers?
And other things. So you get fake synthetic booger toothpaste. That's what they're working on, is synthetic booger toothpaste.
That's the problem with all of these things. They find out that something is good for you that's natural, and then they fake it in a lab and make it out of a bunch of chemicals, hoping that it does the same thing, when likely it's just killing you slowly.
It's like Splenda.
Oh, sugar is not great for you because it causes a little bit of heft on you? Well, let's
make this cancer shit.
Yeah, let's make cancer sweetener. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that kind of cancer sweetener? You think it causes cancer? Well, we'll take that out of our stuff, and we'll give you this new cancer sweetener that you don't have enough time to test. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and by the time you figure it out, we're all dead.
Yeah, but you'll be like, oh, fuck it. Give me that other stuff. It tasted better.
You know, this healthcare thing, there's a big thing going on right now. Is everybody's freaking out about healthcare. And I was thinking, you know, there's got to be a way to solve this whole fiasco, right, Napier?
Yeah, you end insurance and you just do it through the government. And all the government does is you go to a place, they do something for you.
Just make all the doctors government employees?
No, the doctors just send the bill to the government. Like there's no discussion. There's no discussion. You don't have to talk to them. You go see your doctor. Your doctor does something for you. They bill the government. You pay the government a stipend a month, and then there's no like involvement.
So we just send the government like in our taxes.
Yeah, you figure out what it's going to cost. You tax people appropriately. Doctors, hospitals send bills to the government. Government just says, okay, I guess that's what it costs, and then you don't have to worry about insurance and bullshit no more.
But doesn't that mean that I have to pay for people who are costing more money?
Don't you already do that? It's called insurance.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a strong likelihood that you could be one of the people that cost more money. I mean, it's kind of like a lottery ticket, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like car insurance.
Yeah. Or house insurance. I mean, like, you never know when you're going to be that guy who costs more money.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what insurance is for.
Our town got hit with a hailstorm a couple of times, I think like 2 years ago and then like 5 years ago. And the insurance companies didn't even fuck around with adjusters. They said, oh, you just get an estimate on to fixing the repairs. We'll just cut you a check. Whereas usually they'll usually send like an adjuster out to kind of check shit out. I didn't get any goddamn damage, but my premium sure the hell shot up as soon as the entire goddamn town got a check for $10,000 to $15,000.
And you missed out.
I didn't get any siding.
Should
I didn't
have
get a
parked
roof.
In the driveway, man.
There was no hail by my house. There's never the hail that this town gets is never by my home.
It's sweet when you get that hail damage.
Exactly.
I did get a lightning check about 3 years ago, though, so that's pretty sweet.
Trick the rubes, Travis. We trick like the religious rubes into paying for it. We make healthcare. Like a religious priority.
They don't pay for anything. They hide all their money in their church.
They said yearly we lose $71 billion by not taxing churches.
That seems very conservative.
It does. Well, I mean, that's not how much they make. That's how much they would pay in taxes.
Oh, in taxes. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then that's probably still conservative, really.
And did you know that they still do get government money for certain things?
Oh, yeah. They still get money to open up little soup kitchens and mm-hmm. homeless shelters.
You see, they have a picture in chat of the ants marching. But in that picture, there's 5 ants.
No, there wasn't 5 ants.
There's only 4.
There's 4 ants.
I'd say that person, this 5-ant situation.
Problem.
That's like DEFCON 5.
Yeah. You should, but if you want to make it accurate, just white out one of those ants real quick.
So white out an ant, and that would be an accurate portrayal of how many ants Napier had.
Mine were not red, though. They were black ants.
Well, I think that's the font color choice, you know, just to kind of make it all.
So what God wants you to do. Is he wants you to
say fuck you to people with pre-existing conditions.
He wants you to do everything in your power to help sick people. It's a test of your faith. Like how much goodwill can you put forth into just helping other people?
I don't think that's going to work.
It will, as long as they're not gay.
The Bible literally says
some of those gay diseases.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all eating boogers. So they'll be fine.
God's punishing that boy with cancer because he likes to suck a dick now and again.
No, and you know, like the doctors, they're very highly compensated for the job that they do. And if you're thinking like, oh, well, if the doctors were paid less, then they probably wouldn't do what they do. I know that's bullshit. And you know how I know that's bullshit? It's because they're still teachers.
Yep.
And teachers definitely don't do it because they're getting paid well. Teachers want to teach people. And they go to way more school to do it, and they're still there. So if they're there, then like maybe make it cheaper for people to go to doctor school. You know, doctor school, Travis.
Oh, you mean don't make them go to a 4-year college and spend $100,000+, and then also go to another college
and
that
be
costs
in debt forever?
They have to work for 15 to 20 years just to pay off their student loan.
Just let people go to doctor school and be like, guys, we need doctors. There you go.
And also, the insurance for doctors with their malpractice insurance probably pretty damn high too.
Make them government employees.
Yeah, then they can do whatever they want.
Oh, then they'll also give them like an armed section of their like governmental branch, you know, like the IRS has SWAT teams and shit. And then you'll have like the whole healthcare industry will just be armed to the teeth, ready to take you down.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're going to get those stitches, motherfucker.
No goddamn choice.
We pay our taxes. We can go to the doctor if we want to.
Dentist reports you for not flossing enough.
Can't we treat like healthcare like we treat like automobile maintenance? You know, because you get shops popping up in towns where it's like all of these shops cost too much money to get your vehicle fixed. So then you get like a garage that pops up. And they're like, hey, we're undercutting all these assholes and we promise we do just as good of a job. Ask, you know, we have testimonials.
Well, they kind of are doing that. I all over this place. They got those
clinics.
Yeah, they're popping up in old Hardee's and Taco Bell's that are closed. So,
I haven't been to like an actual doctor appointment in years. People ask me who my physician is and I laugh at them because I don't have one. I go exclusively to the walk-in clinic.
Right. The last time I went to the doctor was when I was having my butt issues. And that was 7 years ago. Haven't been there once. And you know what? I feel like crap all the time. And that's fine. I'm just working through it, Travis.
Right. Yeah. The doctor's not going to help you feel better. They're just going to tell you to change your lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. I want to eat shitty food.
And not exercise.
Oh, God. I went to my physician and I wanted sleeping pills. I have trouble getting to sleep at night. And so she gives me antidepressants.
There you go.
And I said, no, I don't. I found out what these were on the internet. These are for anti-anxiety. I don't need them. And she goes,
yeah, I just want to go sleep.
And she goes, oh, no, these work with sleep. I was like, no, they give me really fucked up nightmares. And she said,
"Do you eat peanut butter before bed?"
"No, pizza."
Yeah, I hear it. I hear the peanut butter gives you bad dreams at night.
Never had that problem.
You don't eat peanut butter too close to when you go to bed.
Mm-mm.
Also, the 5 meat pizza is probably not a great idea before you shut your eyes to go to bed.
Yeah. So I go to her again. I was like, "Hey, I don't need antidepressants.
Honey, I'm about to wind down for the night. Time for a deep dish."
I'm gonna have a sausage the oven, would you?
I'm sorry, Napier, I interrupted you.
So she gives me these antidepressants, and then she changes it up. I was like, "Okay, you're gonna give me some sleepy pills, right?" She goes, "Yeah, here's a prescription." And they were anti-anxiety meds. Like, okay, these still are not sleeping pills.
Well, see, your anxiety is that you're worried that you're not going to be able to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Still had anxiety, still had no fucking sleep.
Yeah, but those anti-anxiety pills go really good with booze, though, Napier.
Well, and what's really great is if he takes the anti-anxiety pills, he probably won't care as much that he can't sleep.
Oh, no, totally did. Fucked up nightmares, couldn't
still
go to bed.
Out about it. What kind of nightmares are you having? Describe them to me.
I don't know. They were like really fucked up.
Are things chasing you?
No, it's like everything's like fucked. It's like Silent Hill. Like everything's just fucked.
So there's a bunch of weird monsters and stuff?
Yeah, like I'm just walking around and everything's fucked.
They got like rows and rows of teeth?
Yeah, just like it'd be like a normal dream, but everything in there has like teeth growing out of its eyes and like blood coming out of its mouth.
Oh, that's no good.
Like, I really like that.
Like, nope, fuck this. Not doing it again. So, I stopped going to my doctor to get sleeping pills because I can go to Walmart and get a thing of over-the-counter sleeping pills and a gallon of vodka, and you mix those two together, right out. Sleepy time. Like Hello Sandman.
You know, I get that that sleepy time tea with the little bear on it.
Yeah.
Me too. They even have extra sleepy time tea.
Can you Irish it up a bit?
The little bear's wearing like a sleepy hat.
Like a hat. He's got like a little sleep mask.
Have you ever seen anybody wear the sleepy hat?
No.
I feel like the sleepy hat is something that the cartoon people wear when it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, nobody wears those.
I've never seen anybody wear one before.
Sleepy hats are regulated to children's books and that box of tea.
But I mean, that long ass hat, I feel like that could be like a detriment to your sleeping. That could be troublesome for you.
Well, also, though, every time you see those, they're always wearing those striped pajama pants that look like they're made out of wool. That can't be great.
No, no. It's all bad. It's all bad. But, Napier,
yeah,
it's worth trying. You get you a sleepy hat.
Get a hat. Not the tea. Get the hat.
It kind of looks like a Santa hat, but it doesn't have the ball on the end.
Napier, for real, though, if you go to a natural food store, like Mike said, they have an extra sleepy time tea. Get the sleepy time extra, and then go to a natural food store and get valerian root extract. It's like you use like little tincture, and it's just a little tiny bottle of liquid. You put like 3 dabs of that tincture into the bottom of your teacup. Drink that tea, you'll be out in no time.
Have you tried the Jeff Bridges?
What's that?
The Jeff Bridges?
The ambient noise
sleep CD.
No, I haven't tried that.
Napier, I'm telling you. You put on the Jeff Bridges, you sip some of your sleepy time tea, and you get a sleep hat.
Yeah.
Knock you right out. You won't need all that medicine and shit. You'll have no anxiety at all. You'll drink your tea, you'll be happy. You got to wind down, though, Napier. You can't just like go straight from watching bullshit on TV straight to bed. You got to have like a relaxation period where you're not doing shit. Just gotta chill.
Napier's eating that 5 meat pizza and watching Serbian film. Oh, time to get some shut eye.
You know, Travis, speaking of great advice, we do have a lot of questions here. Do you happen to know what time it is?
Is it time for Ask Dr. Napier?
Travis, do you get the message on Facebook every week from Jay Adson saying, "Hey, have a good show this week, buddy"?
I used to, but...
You don't get it anymore?
I never got it at all.
I get it every week. Jay Adson sends me a message, says, "Hey, have a good show today." But, like, Jay Adson doesn't interact with us at all other than that. Like, I get that every Monday, and then, like, nothing else. I mean, like, he never references anything that we talk about on the show. I never hear from Jay Adson except that thing on Monday.
But that's pretty nice. If
it is nice. It is very nice, but it's weird that, like, I never hear anything from him other than that.
Maybe it's a scheduled message.
Maybe is what I think it is. But I asked when Jay Adson sent his message today, I said, oh, hey, by the way, Jay, do you have a question for Dr. Napier? You know what he said? Nah, I'm healthy. I was like, oh, okay. Nice. Thanks.
Fair enough.
Thanks, buddy. Question is for Dr. Napier. The first one from Chris Brake. How does stress impact the way we look, feel, and live?
Well, if you have too much stress, you know what you need to do? Jerk off more.
You jerk off more, you're less stressed.
Yeah, you get a little workout.
Do you ever jerk off before bed?
Yeah, sometimes.
It makes you sleepy.
About two in, yeah.
You got to get the first one out of the way and then crank out another one and then you're kind of sleepy?
Well, first one you do on the couch, second one you do next to the bed.
On your way down the hallway?
Yeah, you know, wherever you can land it.
And that's the bummer about doing it when you wake up, when you're trying to take care of what's going on in the morning and also your snooze alarm just went off. Is you immediately want to go back to bed, and then that snooze goes off just as you close your eyes.
From Michelle, how do you get rid of headaches that occur while your boyfriend is talking to you?
Liquor. Now, hear me out. Not a whole bunch of liquor. You want to have like a little tiny flask with you. When your man friend's talking that good shit, you don't have to drink. But when he's talking bullshit about, you know, his life, work experience, day-to-day troubles,
just bullshit,
just have a little bit of whiskey.
But do they ever like stop and ask you, are you even listening to me?
You know, like, hold on.
And then like lug, there's lug. Like a pop quiz in the middle of it.
Men don't do that. It's a women thing.
Is it?
Men don't care if you're listening. They just want you next to them.
I've
while they're talking.
Been in a relationship with a man before.
Have you ever asked your lady friend, are you paying attention? Other than when they're driving and they're, you know.
I don't know if I ever have.
Name once.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Let's say you're getting a really good blowjob and then like all of a sudden you feel like her heart's not in it. Her eyes are kind of like looking off into the distance like, hey, sausage, hey. Sausage right here. No, never happened. You've never done that. No man has ever done that.
From Joe, how do you remove tile grout?
I think you can get like one of those little files. Travis, you would know more about this than a doctor. Do you get the grout?
Travis,
off?
Do you know how to remove tile grout?
No.
You can get one of those electric sanders like with the belt.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you can like belt sand it off.
Yeah, just get a belt sander. Take it right the fuck off.
Is there like some kind of like liquid that you can pour on it that, you know, degrades it or something?
No, that'll fuck with the sander. You just use the sander.
In the chat, Mandy says, Dr. Napier didn't go to years of medical school to answer dumb shit like that, Joe.
Exactly. I didn't go to years of medical school to answer dumb shit.
Yeah, one half of that's right.
From Matt, our buddy Matt, who, by the way, has been like binge listening to our back catalog for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that poor dude.
He keeps tweeting out references to stuff that we talked about in the past, and I don't remember any of it. Like, he's talking about things, and I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Did he get to the blowy boat yet? The blowy boat was one of my favorites.
I think blowy boat might have been, like, before where he started from. Oh. He started, like, as far back as you could go in iTunes.
Yeah, that's not deep.
It's
catalog.
Like 100 episodes back or something. Yeah. He's like around like 220 or something now. But yeah, he keeps referencing things, and he's like at mentioning me and Travis stuff on Twitter that like we talked about 2 years ago, and I have no idea what he means. Like, he posted something the other day that said that we in 2015 we predicted what the first 100 days of Donald Trump's presidency would be like. And be like, well, how would we have done that? What are you talking about, Matt? What are you talking about?
Maybe he'll ask, did Napier ever really sit down?
In the chat, Anchor says, Matt must be on a suicide watch list. It can't be going good for him if that's where he's at, if that's what he's resulting himself to for entertainment.
Yeah.
Is listening to like hundreds of hours of us.
Yeah.
I mean, once a week, that's fine. You guys are doing the right thing. But just one after another, it's just got to be bad.
That's too much for one man to take on.
But for Matt, what's your passion? What makes you get out of bed in the morning? That's his question for Dr. Napier. What would you say is your main drive, Napier? You can't just say, oh, go to work, because, I mean, what do you work for? What's your thing, Napier? What defines you as a person?
I would say asking for praise that I didn't really deserve. I really like to get undeserved praise.
So you're like a dog?
More or less.
Like you need your dog biscuit? So like you'll go get that bone and bring it back because then you get a biscuit?
Pretty much. Or like a house cat. Like every once in a while I'll get up, eat shit, maybe get some praise, and then I'll go back to bed.
Travis, what's your passion?
Ooh, my passion was smothered many years ago.
Now you're just a shell of a man?
Oh, I like watching Netflix with the wife.
I get out of bed, I think, just to pay for my family to have a nice life. I'm just hoping that they're enjoying themselves.
I'd say that's accurate.
I look back on these Facebook, like the, what is the day to remember on this day things. And I look at things from like 5, 6, 7 years ago that I like posted, not saying that they're like some crazy, like wonderful say, but like I used to think about things and like be introspective a little bit and like have a comment for things. Like, I just don't, I'm not clever anymore. I just, I feel like, yeah, a shell of a man sounds about right.
You're like Rosie the maid.
I like to do Netflix and chill with the wife.
That's your drive?
Oh, that's
to watch things on Netflix?
That's pretty much the most enjoyable time of my day. Just watching stuff with the wife, sitting on the couch, being half naked, smoking my e-cig, eating my pizza that I took out of the oven.
From Jody B, why does my post-sex pee stream come out all wonky?
Because you're not properly cleaning the head of your penis out of its, after-sex jizz flopsome.
But you clean out your penis by peeing, right?
If I'm not wrong, Napier, you're supposed to dip that into rubbing alcohol, right? Like spread out the urethra and like just dip it into rubbing alcohol.
You dip your cock in vodka. That's what you do.
Now that's a common misconception. You have to salt the alcohol and use lime juice as well.
Oh, that's right.
Travis, before you got on, we were eating Lion's Choice. And when we were done, Napier drank his eau jus, like just drank it like a beverage.
I salted it
first.
But
before he drank it, he salted it. Pretty gross, right? Pretty gross.
Just in like one of those little cups, right?
Yeah, a little cup.
So it couldn't have been full anymore. There's probably just a little bit.
No, that was a pretty good amount. He took several chugs.
The salting thing I can't get behind, but like
Napier
just drinking
salts the shit out of everything.
Napier just beef broth.
I mean, Napier just dumps salt on fucking everything he eats. It's so fucking gross. He salts every bite, too. Like, he initially salts everything, and then before he takes a bite of it, he salts it again.
I could see that, though. But that's like eating a hard-boiled egg, and you dust the top of it with salt. You take a bite, all the salt is gone, so you have to put more salt on it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how you get the gout?
No, that's...
That's a combination of things. Just poor living choices. Like, putting just nothing but shit in your body gives you the gout.
If you eat a lot of, like, cured meats, like,
vegetable makes sure you don't get the gout.
Yeah, you have to eat veggies to not get the gout.
Do fries count?
Nope.
Oh. No. Stay away from the deep fried. Stay away from if you drink a lot of beer and eat a lot of shit, that's what causes gout.
Oh, I don't eat jerky anymore because it makes my feet hurt. I think I might be susceptible to the gout.
From Mandy Weaver of Furnacast fame. Hey, happy 200th episode to the Furnacast. They celebrated their 200th episode tonight. So, good job, guys. What's it like to have a penis? Mandy asks.
Fucking fantastic.
But you don't know what it's like to have a vagina. So how do you know that having a penis is better?
I got less maintenance.
I mean, what if like getting crammed up the vajayjay like feels like way better, and we just don't know?
What do you think bleeding out of it every so often feels like?
Yeah, but I mean, like, maybe you would make that sacrifice if, like, you know, and maybe, I mean, we'll never know what it feels to have life growing inside of us, Napier.
No, we don't have to have that.
I'm just saying, like, we don't really know that it's better, do we?
Yes.
I assume it's better.
Oh, it's much better. Much
better. I mean, wieners are pretty fun.
No, wieners are great. You can do all kinds of stuff. Write your name in the snow with them. Clean the smegma out from the folds. I guess you can do that with vaginas.
But I mean, like, you know, you're saying what's it like to have a penis just based on, like, what you assume.
Well,
you never really know.
You have, okay, first of all, you'll have a penis, which, I mean, you can just whip that out and piss wherever you want to.
Mandy, what I'll tell you is when you go to a public restroom, like a really gross one, and like, you rub your dickhead on like the part of the toilet
in the middle. Oh God, that is the worst thing ever.
It gives you the biggest feeling of dread you'll ever experience in your life because you just assume you just got everything.
Exactly.
Like just then you got everything. And that's something that you'll never have to worry about. That's gotta be worse than childbirth.
But think about it, Mike, though. When we go to like a concert or a festival or something like that and we go into a porta potty, we don't have to sit down ever. I've never sat down in my entire life in a porta potty. If you're a gal,
either have to sit
down in a porta potty or you have to learn to hover, which cannot be comfortable, especially since I'm too fat to be able to hover like that. No, possibly.
Yeah. The ease of
and your
peeing.
Think about the splashing. If you're sitting down and you're blasting a stream out of your vag area and it's like just spraying into that shit like a half a fucking hot dog at the bottom of that thing and you're just blasting it with your vag spray and it's just like shooting back up and it's just like feces and hot dog residue and it's blasting all over your undercarriage. That sounds terrible.
This is the part where Travis usually goes, God, did we get it to poo-poo pee-pee talk?
Oh, there is one bad thing. If you don't trim your pubic hair, when your penis gets all small and shrinky, you can sometimes get it into the folds and accidentally, like, you know, rip a...
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, rip a pubie out.
Are there times when your penis is not small and shrinky?
You know, when you see hot ladies waving their butts around.
Oh, I'm pushing 40. It's hard to get it to that point anymore.
The worst thing about being a man is having testicles that you can sit on.
Yeah, I hate that. That's the worst.
The penis is fine. It's the balls that suck.
And you know how you know that giving birth to a child is way less, you know, painful than getting kicked in the balls? Because you never say 2 years later, God, I'd love to be kicked in the balls again.
That's a
from Baseball Philadelphia, Napier. If you were to ride a bicycle naked, would you rather ride a woman's bike or a man's bike?
Woman's bike. I need like somewhere to flop my testicles because I haven't ridden a bike since I was like 12, and I didn't really have huge testicles back then. And I wore tidy whities. But now I wear the boxers, and I got these balls that just, you know, free flow around like an elephant's trunk, and I don't appreciate them getting rubbed together like those fucking Chinese stress relief balls.
I feel like my ball sack is kind of tightened up a bit. Like it's kind of a...
Nope, not mine.
It's pulled itself up a bit. You know, it's kind of it's tighter like a toga.
You're like Benjamin Buttons, because as you get older...
I have Benjamin Button nuts, yeah, because my nuts used to hang really low, Travis, but I feel like they've kind of like come up a bit.
And keep dropping, it's like a pair of saggy tits.
Exactly, mine are getting horrible. It's like an empty coin purse with like two rocks in it.
From Unfit for FM, Napier's favorite podcast, I heard you might start a hockey podcast. Where did they hear that? Napier, have you been talking about starting a hockey podcast?
No. Nope.
You're not going to start a podcast. You don't even want to do this one.
If you started a hockey podcast, what would it be called?
Talking Pucks with the Napes.
WFO Hockey.
Wheelbarrow Full of Goals.
Then people might think that's a self-help podcast.
Would you talk about what the red line is?
Is that Coke?
What the blue line is? I'm just going to stop at every question. There's a lot of questions.
The blue line is for the offensive zone. The red line is in the middle where the neutral zone is. And depending on your position, you can either throw the puck down past the blue line to the other red line.
Proper mullet maintenance, Napier?
Oh, we'd have to get Yager on for that one.
Are female goalies in the NHL sexy?
Didn't Manon Raume almost get like a Playboy thing? Like
she was kind of sexy.
She didn't have big boobies, though. They got to have the big boobies.
Why do they call it icing and not frosting? That's a good question. I'd call it frosting.
Did you talk about which rink? Do you call them rinks or you call them stadiums? Which one has the best helmet fries?
If I throw my hat on the ice, will I get it back? Nope.
Nope. Nope, you don't.
How come the Blues have never won a Stanley Cup?
They're from here.
Yeah. It's a town of failure. From Anchor Babcock, Dr. Napier, with all the talk about health care, wouldn't we be better off with no government health care at all? Wouldn't that force health care providers to lower their costs because no one would be able to afford it? I mean, some people might die before they lowered their prices, but you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. Also, what's your favorite e-juice flavor?
First of all, no, you'll never get government out of health care. Second of all, if you have insurance, you're paying for everybody's health care. You're just putting money into a bucket that somebody else owns and can take money out of it. And lastly, I like to mix my flavors. I don't have like a flavor. I get like a bunch of flavors together and then I mix them. You know, like redneck barbecue sauce, or they buy like 8 different barbecue sauces.
Oh, like a suicide at the fountain unit?
Yeah, sort of like that. You get everything together and you put it into one pot, and then that's your signature blend of barbecue sauce. Only mine's e-juice.
That's kind of what I do with like Denny's breakfasts. I just kind of mix it all together in like a KFC big bowl of bullshit. You get like the country fried steak and the hash browns.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta do it with country fried steak.
Sunny side up eggs.
Ooh.
And oh, you just kind of stir it all up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oof.
Fuck, that sounds awesome.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Do 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 do.
Guys, time for a break. We'll be back.
Yes. It is.
This is Strange Label.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 made $145 million this weekend with a 67% Metacritic. It's 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. What the fuck is with Metacritic, man? I guess we've always used it and we'll continue to use it. There seems to be much lower scores on it that make the critical score matter more. Seriously, fuck those nerds. That movie was great. Totals for it next week.
If you enjoyed Tony X's tweets during the Stanley Cup playoffs,
this is the first time I've ever watched hockey, and this bleep has been lit for these first 45 seconds.
Or Leslie Jones' coverage of the 2016 Olympics.
Man, look at that shit, man. Look how fast they're going, man. That's crazy as hell.
Then you'll love the new hit show from Spike. Black people reacting to stuff.
Hey, yo, son, this Gavin DeGraw shit is dope. Get that motherfucking Jag shit. What up with that pumpkin spice latte, girl?
That's right. If there's a thing you don't expect black people to enjoy, they may just surprise you. Black people reacting to stuff.
Coming soon from Spike.
Prepare yourself. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer,
dreamer,
oh. And I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
He's good at hockey and he plays for the other team.
Yeah.
That's it.
One dude, one Blues fan tweeted some racist shit at the Blues Twitter and they shut that shit down.
It wasn't even particularly racist. They were just pointing out that he is a black guy. Which he is.
They didn't even say the N-word. There was nothing but M-bombs dropped by Boston for like a week after that fucking game.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Did I even like say the show at the beginning?
No, you didn't.
We just like burn into a bunch of bullshit.
We just went right into it.
We missed the whole thing. Guys, I apologize. I'll add that in post. I wanted to talk. Whoa. Travis?
Yep, everything's falling apart here.
Did you fall over?
Nope, but I could have.
What happened?
The possibility was there.
There's always a possibility you might fall down.
Well, my desk chair didn't have the little thing in place where the back couldn't tilt backwards. So as soon as I sat down, it started to go backwards into a shelf that I have behind me. So, yeah, it could have been real bad. Comic books everywhere.
If the comic books could all just collapse on you and they'd never find you.
They would not find me. It's like that scene in Nightmare on Elm Street 5 where the guy loves comic books, and the way that Freddy kills him is by turning him into a comic book, slicing him to shreds because he's paper, but in the real world, just his comic book shelves fell down on him. That's exactly how I will die.
Do you think they could make like a monster movie series where like the guy just rapes everybody?
Wasn't there a Frosty the Snowman movie about that?
A Frosty the Snowman? That
it was called Jack Frost, and he only raped one gal with his carrot nose.
Oh, he only raped one?
He raped a gal with his carrot nose.
No, he didn't. He
raped a girl in the shower with his carrot nose.
He took her off the carrot nose, and he made it a carrot dick, and then he fucked a chick in the shower.
So he took his carrot nose off of his face.
Yes.
And put it at his dick level.
And then raped the lady.
But wouldn't the hot shower make him melt?
To death.
Yeah.
He raped her to death?
Yes.
With a carrot dick?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
It's called Jack Frost, and it's not to be confused with the Michael Keaton movie where guys...
Don't they have kind of similar front covers, only like one of the Jack Frosts has sharp teeth?
Yeah, one of them is lenticular, so it just looks like a snowman, and if you tilt it one way, it turns into the sharp teeth snowman.
But I mean, like, you know, the like a Jason movie, you know, where he's at camp. They're all, a lot of them are at camp. And he just goes and just.
One was in space.
Rapes a bunch of gals. That would be pretty terrifying, wouldn't it? Why are we so laissez-faire about murder?
Well, I mean, Jason, I mean, he didn't, like, torture people. He just cut their heads off. I mean, yeah, it's scary, like, to see somebody get their head cut off.
I'd but probably rather be raped than have my head cut off. I wouldn't like either of them. Let me get that out of the way. Wouldn't like either of them. Maybe it wouldn't be particularly terrifying. Maybe the stakes are higher in a mass murder movie.
Well, what if you said you'd rather be raped than have your head cut off? They're like, okay, rape. And then afterwards, like, okay, now for the head cutting off.
That's like that that joke.
That means they broke the deal. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that joke.
See, like, with the Indians, right?
Or the...
Wait. Indians?
I always heard it as Aborigines.
You either death or mushy.
Yeah.
And the first one says... Well, I'll take Mushi, and so then, like, the whole gang of Indians rapes him, and then the next guy says, "Oh God, I don't want to die. I'll also take Mushi," and so the whole gang of Indians rapes him, and then the third guy says, "You know what? That raping looks really shitty. My body is a temple, so I take death. Fuck you guys." And they said, okay, death it is, but first,
Mushi.
It's the classic joke, guys. You know, I saw Zac Efron. Somebody tweeted out a picture of Zac Efron at the MTV Movie Awards, Travis, and he was wearing like an all-white, like he had like a jacket and white pants and white shoes, but like they were... dirtied in certain places, you know, like fashionably dirty.
That's dumb.
And I saw a thing. Did you see the thing about that you could buy the jeans?
Is that the Nordstrom's jeans with the mud splatters on them?
Yeah, you could buy $450 pre-mudded jeans.
You know, they had those pre-stress jeans out for many years, which, you know, I get it. You want, like, this stress look that's
you're talking about, like, with cool holes in them and stuff?
Yeah, like, and they're not even holes. They're just, like, stress marks. So it's almost a hole, you know, which all of my jeans look like. So, like, I kind of get that. I wouldn't, like, pay up to get those pre-stress things. But the fake mud on these jeans that people are paying $300 for don't make any sense to me.
How did they decide that we were all going to wear blue jeans? Like, how did they decide that, like, blue pants were what we were going to wear?
I think denim's just blue.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's just the material.
Levi Strauss wasn't even trying to make pants. Dude was making, like, shelter tents. He was making, like, tarps and stuff. And some guy came to him and said, "Man, you know, we're out there digging for gold all day. And you should be making fucking pants, man. You know, because we would buy some pants for you. All of our pants keep ripping up because we got shitty pants." And so, like,
terrible.
He fucking stumbled into the business that would make him rich. He wasn't even trying to make pants. He was trying to make tarps.
Did a good job with them pants, too.
Right. But yeah, we all just kind of decided we were going to wear blue pants.
I don't.
So what the moral of the story that you just told to me is that we need to go and buy those blue tarps that you can get for fairly cheap and just start making pants out of them.
Start making fucking pants.
Yep.
Ja Rule created this tropical festival. I think tickets were like $17,000 or something.
Jesus.
It was like this crazy tropical getaway that also involved a concert. And like the headliners were like, it wasn't really anybody. It was like Blink-182 was the headliner.
Blink-182 was the only one that I saw that canceled. I didn't see any other band names.
It was like, and Ja Rule, but I mean, who's paying $17,000 to see Ja Rule in 2017 or ever?
Really big Ja Rule fans?
If I pay $1,700, you'd probably come play your barbecue.
And apparently this thing was a disaster. And they promised a whole bunch of shit and then couldn't deliver it. But the thing is that they said that like they couldn't deliver it and more people showed up than they expected. But I didn't see any evidence that they ever actually had any of the stuff. I mean, it's like real easy to say now, oh man, you know, the demand was too great and we just weren't prepared for it. But like, I don't see how any of the things that they promised they actually had.
No, they just had, they had a bunch of those white FEMA tents up, or I guess you, they're not necessarily FEMA tents. Sometimes people use them for outdoor weddings, for like a wedding reception, but they didn't seem to have anything in them.
Yeah, they promised everybody like, you know, like really good meals and, you know, like a tropical vacation and stuff. And they were handing out like styrofoam things with American cheese sandwiches on pieces of bread. And they're saying, yeah, here's your dinner, guys.
This part was that Ja Rule and his partner who created the festival were not even on the island where the festival was supposedly taking place at the time. The one guy was partying somewhere and Ja Rule was like at some concert or some shit. So they had no intention of going to this festival they created.
Right.
Why would they? They only had cheese sandwiches and bullshit.
They have shitty shit.
Why would I go to that party? That's a horseshit party.
And so, I mean, they're saying that there's going to be like class action lawsuits and they're going to give out refunds and stuff. But I have a feeling this is all part of the plan. Because I can't imagine other people that were going to this thing, you know, thought that there was any way they were going to think it was great.
Well, did you see the, there's a couple of things that I saw recently about this. One of them was that there was like a not a press release necessarily, but it was like an internal memo release, telling like investors that, hey, we paid Caitlyn Jenner to Instagram about this and talk about this, promote this on social media. And we had in the first like handful of hours, we had 65,000 total impressions. And it's only going up from there. And that was something early. The newest thing was I saw that Ja Rule and business partner Douchebag McGee sued anybody who was bad-mouthing them on social media. So they were citing libel for talking bad about the fire festival that stranded a bunch of people on a storm-ridden island.
So how do we get in on this gene market thing, Travis?
Well, first, we start a festival. We call it the, I don't know, we call it, they spelled fire with a F-Y-R-E. Maybe F-I-R-E will spell fire. So we start a festival called the Fire Festival.
Give out genes.
Every admission, you give out a pair of jeans, and you make them wear those jeans on a storm-ridden island for 6 days. And once those 6 days are up, you make sure they know they cannot change those jeans.
You got to wear the same jeans. That's your like beer ticket. You know how some people give out the bracelets?
Wristband.
We're giving out these jeans.
Some people stamp hands. You have to put these jeans on. So they wear those jeans for 6 days. When they want to depart the island, hungover and probably piss-soaked, we collect the jeans at the airport terminal. We throw them in a bag. We let them stew for a handful of months. And then we start a website and sell $700 fire jeans.
Fire jeans. They were worn by somebody who was like living in a festival for a week. And they pooped in them.
I cannot tell you what bodily fluid this is. It might be poop. It might be pee. It might be blood. I don't know.
You can tell this person worked hard in these.
They did. They had a really good time, and now you can wear them without having to endure 6 days of torture.
Do you think that you could make a business to where we just hire people that are all different sizes and have them like do stuff in jeans to stress them?
They do it with panties in Japan, so I don't see why not.
Yeah, but they're doing that for a sexual thing. I'm talking about just for fashion statements.
I think you can buy a machine that'll do it for you.
Yeah, but that's not authentic. I feel like we could charge more if like actual humans are doing it.
Pretty sure pre-stressed jeans aren't authentic.
I mean, you look at those jeans that have the little holes in them, and you can tell what holes were earned or not, right? I mean, I can look at most of them and say, that's a little too perfect, you know?
No, just take a belt sander to it.
Right. I feel like, you know, we could wear the jeans and then charge a premium for them.
Yeah, but you'd have to, like, do stuff. You can't watch Netflix and chill with your old lady and then sell your jeans. You have to actually, like, do something that's going to dirty jeans. And I don't mean spilling, like, buffalo wing sauce on them.
Right. Okay, this one has authentic Thousand Island stains on it.
Okay, Mike, this is what you do.
It seems like this guy used 4 different barbecue sauces and called it his own brand.
Mike, this is what you do. You know all those moving companies that are everywhere in every town? You just contract through them. All their employees can only wear your jeans. Every month, got to give them back, get new jeans.
What's really funny is that jeans were originally made to be super durable. That was their purpose for existing. And people were saying,
It was for dudes like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant who was fighting bears and shit and trying to survive fucking like Native American attacks.
They wanted pants that wouldn't go to shit really quick when they were doing hard work. And now, like, we have jeans which are durable and great, but we want jeans with defects that will, like, be less durable, which will be more susceptible to rips and tears because, like, we've stressed them to their brink. Why don't we just go back to wearing, like, regular pants and stress those easier because they'll be easier to stress out, right? If that's what we want, is we want shitty ripped up pants, then there's easier ways to do it than buying already pre-shitty ripped up pants.
Travis, you go to Goodwill and spend $8 to buy a pair of jeans because you can't find used men's clothing because we all wear clothing until it's fucking tattered. But if you do find a pair of jeans at like a Goodwill or a thrift store, it's usually got a blown out crotch. So just go to a thrift store. You'll be all good.
Yeah. Show off your Jimmy.
Maybe we could make some kind of like crotch patch. If we could make crotch patches fashionable.
Oh, like how about the front?
That's what I throw away all my pants for. Yeah. It's ripped out my crotch.
They have reinforced, if you go to like a tractor supply, I don't know if you guys have those, but they have like certain brands of jeans that like reinforces the crotch for people who actually do like a hard day's labor. I don't. The only reason my crotches blow out is because I wear jeans for 15 years and they finally get like shitty enough to like blow out knees and crotches. But you can actually buy reinforced crotches and knees in jeans.
You know what we need to do, Mike? We need to find all those blowed out crotch pants, and we need to sew pouches into the crotches. That way your nuts can go into the pouches, and that way when you're walking around, you can
padded ones.
Yeah, padded ones. Yeah, thermal, of course.
Thermal.
Yeah.
So it's going to look like those pickup trucks that have those like hitch nuts. Except it's your jeans. It's a nut pocket.
The middle of your crotch should look like a frog's mating call. Just let your nuts swing around all day.
That was a joke, but I almost envisioned that being a fashion statement that could have taken place in the 90s where there was actually like a crotch pocket where your nuts just draped below you where it should actually do.
You get a patch, Travis. Like the ladies that have those shoes with the red bottoms. Those are fashionable. So you need trendsetters, which, I mean, you know, we're big shots. We have a podcast.
Oh, we set all the trends.
Travis, we're getting advanced screenings.
Mm-hmm.
We're big shots. We start this trend, Travis. It's got to be us. We're the ones that got to do it. Levi Strauss was making tents, Travis. And one day a guy came to him and said, hey, you'd be making pants. That could be us. All of these perfectly stressed jeans. I mean, we've been breaking these in for years, Travis. And then That's true. Have to throw them away just because we ripped the crotch out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Crotch pads.
I don't know how to sew.
No, it has an adhesive. You adhesive the crotch patch to your pants.
I'm in. Is it denim color? Can you choose your color or is it denim or...
You got to choose your color. Yeah, you got to.
A variety of different colors?
Yeah, be yourself. Choose your color.
Right. Crotch patches.
Then your nuts can hang off of them, and you can resemble the frog's mating call, and we'll call them froggers.
You get like a little frog face?
Yeah,
get a little. Right on your crotch?
Well, no, like on the inside.
Like Pepe the Frog.
Yeah, and see, and then people like, I mean, that's what you want. You want a good bulge.
Yeah.
And you want people to notice it, right? It's like our, our dangling. You know, like ladies have their cleavage. All we've got, man, is that bulge.
I know. What happens if you got a
tiny
penis?
And you
got
to draw attention to it. How are you going to draw attention to it? With a frog face.
Exactly.
Suck.
What if you have a tiny penis and huge balls? How do you show those off? Can't.
Frog face.
Frog face. Right.
Fucking
right there.
Frog face right there. You say, hey, ladies, these pants are so fucking broken in that I had to put a crotch patch on here. That's right. These jeans are fashionable.
My dick wore through these pants.
My dick wore through these pants, and I did it myself. I didn't buy these jeans with the fucking frog face on them. I bought a fucking crotch patch.
Because I'm a working man.
That's
I have a
job. I work through these goddamn jeans.
And I can
They're authentic.
You know, and I can turn your vagina inside out.
A machine didn't rip my dick out.
You know what I would choose to pander to the audience? Baby Groot. I'd slap a little baby Groot right
baby
in the
Groot
crotch.
Crotch patch?
Yeah, baby Groot crotch patch.
Why are you pandering, Travis?
Some people love baby Groot.
It's not about what people love, Travis. It's about what people desire.
And what they desire is irony points.
Guys.
So big old Donald Trump then.
Put Donald Trump right there on your dick and balls?
Mm-hmm. If we're talking irony.
It's eye-catching. People notice it. Say, hey, why you got Donald Trump on your dick and balls?
Why don't you find out?
Only one way to find out, right? I'm fucking interesting. Look at me. I caught your eye, didn't I? Let's talk. We're having real engagement here. This is genuine interaction. You want to know about my dick patch? Why don't you come sit at my table?
On my lap.
Bring your drink over here. Let's not
put
sit
down,
separate. Take your headphones off.
Put down your mobile device.
Yeah. Let's talk about this dick patch and how we're going to make it big. Napier, do you have anything you want people to know about? Any picks of the week?
Well, I would say the next Blues game, but that's not happening.
No, sir.
Not for another few months. There's cooking shows on Netflix. I love all of them. You should take a look at them. There's a French version of one. Talk about people being obsessed as fuck, making dumb shit. It's great. Watch people obsess and ruin their lives over something that you shit out within an hour of consuming it.
Travis.
Travis's pick of the week, Guardians Volume 2. Go see it. It's amazing.
Excellent.
Don't
really good.
And don't be surprised when yet again you see a trailer for the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie and nobody snickers or smiles or gives two shits.
It looks
the
bad.
Fact that they made another Pirates movie.
It looks bad. I didn't even watch the last one.
I haven't seen the last two, but the second one was bad enough. I'm not interested, but nobody cares. So watch Guardians, suffer through the Pirates trailer, and then enjoy a dancing baby Groot for 3 minutes before the action kicks in.
Dick patches, guys, you check those out.
Ball slots.
Coming soon. We're gonna have merch. We're gonna have frog heads that you can tape to your dick.
You never know, you might get one if you subscribe to the WFOD, the dick box.
Oh, the bullshit box?
Oh, yeah, is that what bullshit.
No, I still got to make... It's got to go through prototype stages, Travis. This is a long process. I want to do it right.
Yeah, we'll use one of those, like, vinyl... You know, like, if you get, like, those... a water raft, and you get, like, those vinyl patches, we'll just put it on a vinyl patch. It'll be fine.
Guys... Thanks for hanging out. I know we had some issues with the chat room tonight. You know, it was over capacity for the Furnacast, and people were complaining.
It's under capacity tonight.
Looked like it kind of leveled out, and people weren't complaining during our show, I don't think. But.
Not a one. Didn't hear a peep.
Didn't hear a beep. But, yeah, we'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you. And hey, me, I guess me and Napier will have a review of Snatched for you.
Did you see the trailer for it, Mike?
It looked kind of funny.
It looked kind of funny with the whale cum joke.
Was there a whale cum joke?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll watch it.
I hope it does well. I'd like to see the husband and wife team have like a set of hits on their hands. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn back to the spotlight.
Yay. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look. We're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.